Welcome to the That's Life podcast, where we discuss the ups and downs of life and everything in between. Here's your host, Shane Makita.
Hey friends, what's going on? How you doing? It is St. Patrick's Day week, and yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about St. Patrick's Day. I always get excited about St. Patrick's Day. I'm not even Irish, but my wife is Scottish-Irish, so that kind of lumps us into the whole grand scheme and party time and whatever else. And you know what the other thing I love about St. Patty's Day is, it doesn't even matter if you're Irish or not. You literally can celebrate and be a part of all the festivities and do all the things and have all the fun and all that stuff. And people welcome you left and right, whether they're Irish or they're not Irish. And it's just a reason to get out and have camaraderie and friendships and everything else. So Sunday is St. Patrick's Day. So I'm hoping that you have something planned or you're going to be doing something like cooking some food or going out to the local pub and getting yourself a pint of Guinness or whatever it is that you do to celebrate St. Patrick's Day usually. And I always try to incorporate at least one act of kindness on my St. Patrick's Day. So I might be out drinking and partying and things like that, but I've got to make sure that I focus on my goal of doing one act of kindness for somebody or for something or whatever during that time frame, because what better time than right now to do something for somebody? So happy St. Patrick's Day week, everybody. Happy holiday. We're going to be heading into spring here. Up in Maine, we've got some warmer temperatures off and on. I mean, we've got some pretty chilly nights, but we're up in the 40s and 50s, which is a win, I feel anyway. So you know, that vitamin D is coming out. The setting the clocks, what is it, fall back, spring forward. We sprang forward, and although it was difficult, I'm loving the fact that at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the evening, the sun is shining bright, and we're all able to go and just do the things that we want to do. So welcome back, everybody. Thanks for listening to another episode of That's Life podcast with Liquid Chano. I'm here and I'm going through another week. So whether it's a good week or a bad week, we are now at about 3 weeks of consistency with the podcast, and we are running with it and having a good time and doing all the things. So we're making the things happen. So I got a lot of feedback on the last podcast. A lot of people personally messaged me and said, basically, you're in my head right now. I'm really working towards my goals. I'm trying to be able to achieve things, but I know that I just can't snap the finger and it's all going to come to me within 2 seconds. I have to work at it, and I have to do the due diligence and time that's necessary for me to be able to hone my craft and be able to do the things that I have to do. So thank you so much for all the feedback of all the folks that have emailed me, messaged me, direct messaged me, all those things over on the Tickety Talks and Instagrams and all the social medias. So thank you so much. Another bit of exciting news. So we have a couple things to cover before we get into the meat and potatoes of the podcast here. But another bit of exciting news is, as many of you know, I went last year out to Vegas and I received an award for the Cheer Choice Awards, which was in the area of news, radio, and media for my podcast work and for my different stuff that we do for using social media for a positive aspect of life and all those things. So I was so honored and humbled. And then this year I was also nominated again. So I'm in the top five of Giving Back Award. So basically volunteerism and raising money for giving back to the community and all that stuff is really important. So they nominated me and we moved all the way up to the top five, and I'm trying to my damnedest to get out there to Vegas, but if I can go out again. But one of the things that they did was the Spread the Cheer Foundation, who actually runs the whole show, and they're a nonprofit organization. If any of you have been listening to the podcast for a while, back on Coffee Talk, I did an interview with the CEO of Spread the Cheer named Danielle Claudio, and she put all this together, and she was really working hard at making sure that, you know, we're giving back to the community and taking care of families during holidays and stuff. So she's really, really an amazing individual that has set her mind on something and really just gone for it and been incredible to look at the journey and the growth of all of it. But the exciting thing was is that there was about 43 different people that were probably nominated for the different areas, and some other folks that are social media influencers or whatever else. She asked all 43, or asked a bunch of people, to write their stories. It's called the Social Spark Experiment. It's a book, and basically, there's one person that's going to be able to put the whole book together. All of us are going to write our stories of about 3,000, 4,000 words or so and put together our life story. So I kind of went into everything from where I was born to all the way up into the military lifestyle and into the podcast and everything else. So it was really, really cool to be able to write that down. And now I can consider myself to be a published author, which is kind of cool, right? Right now, they're selling it on Amazon. There'll be paperbacks and hardcover books, so you'll hear more about it from me. But I'm so excited about that. I'm humbled and honored that I would be asked to be part of it because I don't have millions and millions of followers. I don't have all these people sponsoring me or anything like that. I don't have all that jazz. I just got me, a microphone, and the people that I know are in my community that we just pull for each other and do good things and kind things. So to be brought up amongst all the rest of these titans that are out there, I'm pretty impressed, honored, and humbled to be able to be a part of that. So you hear more about that in the future. And then lastly, the last thing I want to go over is I want to celebrate two of my patron members. So I, as you all know, and you'll hear right in the middle of this podcast, a little advertisement that goes off into figuring out how to support the podcast through financial or through anything like that, or just to become a subscriber of the Patreon page. And I have two members that have hit their 5-year mark at the end of February. 5 years of investing, connecting, uplifting, encouraging, all these things. Two members of the Patreon community I want to call out and celebrate him. One of them is Doug Lander. He's my longest patron member. When I first launched the Patreon page, he jumped right in with no questions asked and was like, listen, I want to be a part of this. I want to be a part that supports you. You have a great message, and I want to be all over that and be a part of it. So Doug has been a great friend for 5 years, just really supporting all the time and, you know, giving to the podcast and supporting me on the socials. Doug, I really appreciate our friendship, and I appreciate you being so supportive as you are. I really do hope you enjoy the 5-year anniversary gift that you got sent to your house there. And yeah, enjoy it. And the other one is Gail Pelletier. Now, if any of you don't know, this is my mother. My mother has been a huge supporter of mine, knowing that we spread kindness and we do a lot of really great things in the world. And I sent her also a nice little package with some mugs and some stickers and some other stuff that is there to be able to thank her for being a patron of the show. And for those of you that have been to any of the No Finish Line Nation events or anything like that, you'll know my mom. She's been there, you know, at some of these. And I just appreciate her and her kindness and her ability to be able to continue to invest in me, even though we didn't really have a lot to invest in, right? Not a lot of money, not a lot of fundages and things like that. But I've always had a huge cheerleader and supporter in my mother. And I appreciate her. And my 5 years of being a patron of the show, I just appreciate you and love you very much. So I wanted to call those two patrons out on this podcast because that's a major accomplishment for me to have people that are loyal enough that are going to stick around with me for this podcast and keep things moving forward. So thank you for being a patron of the show. And if you are interested, listen to the center advertisement that I have in this podcast and it'll tell you how to get there. Okay. So those are all the, I don't know, house cleaning items or housekeeping items or whatever it is. So we're just going to get right into the podcast now. Okay. I wanted to be able to bring up something to you because I think that after last week's podcast of making sure that you continue to work at something and continue to put the work in and the effort in and all those things to be able to achieve your goals and become a quote unquote expert or somebody that is more proficient at things because you've worked hard, you've practiced, and you kept moving things forward. Some of the feedback that I got is that, you know, I do work hard and I grind and I go after it and I do all the things that I have to do to make myself successful and keep things moving forward. But I don't feel like I ever get there. I don't feel like I ever reach the pinnacle. I don't feel like I ever cross the finish line. And so that's what I want to talk about today. I want to piggyback kind of on top of what we were talking about last week. But this week is when you're goal setting and you're putting things down and you're trying to be able to come up with some sort of aspirations or goals or whatever it is you're trying to be able to work towards. The key question to ask yourself is, what is your outcome? What do you want your outcome to be? What does success look like towards that goal? So if you're trying to lose weight, is it just a number or is it along with the number, maybe measurements, maybe different stuff that you're trying to be able to go towards or whatever, you know, something that's measurable to be able to shoot your goals, shoot for your goals is really important. But you've got to be able to know what that measurement looks like or what that success may look like. You have to define what success is for you, because a lot of times we go down the road of trying to be able to set goals and we set these grandiose goals of trying to be able to say, I just want to be a millionaire or whatever. We don't give ourselves time constraints on that. We don't whittle that goal down to being, how are we going to get there or anything like that. And at the end of the day, is that the only thing that would make you successful, would be just to be the millionaire, or are there other things that you want to be able to accomplish within that goal to be able to move that forward? So the question to ask yourself is, after all the dialogue that I've had this last week over our last podcast, is what does success look like? What's your goal, right? If you're shooting for goals, what does success look like when you actually achieve your goal or you're working towards that achievement? This is a really important question, because I feel like we don't necessarily paint the picture of what that success looks like for us at all whatsoever. We're kind of winging it, aren't we? As a parent, when you're raising a kid and your kid's going through the items that they're going through and the stuff that they're going through and the bullies and the relationships and all those different things, and you're a parent that's involved and trying to be there for your child and do the things that they have to do, and we're really trying to work hard or whatever, and there is zero handbooks for us to be able to follow, right? We're just kind of winging it. We just kind of wing what that looks like. But it is a goal to be a parent. It is a goal to be a good parent. It's a goal to be involved. It's a goal to be there for your children from top to bottom. But what does success truly look like? Are you giving yourself a ultimatum of something that you're just kind of throwing things out there and you're winging it as you go along, but you've never really defined what that outcome really should be? Now, when it comes to things like weight loss or training for marathons and those kind of things, we have substantial quantifiable results that we can actually utilize for those things, right? So maybe your goal is all about the numbers. Maybe the goal for your that section of your goal setting is, I want to be able to lose 50 pounds by this date, and this is how I want to do it. Awesome, okay? That is something that you have now quantified, and you've made somewhat look like, what does success really look like? Now, there's the other side of that coin is, what does success look like when you're losing weight? The numbers are great. All that stuff is fantastic. You got the numbers that you can actually measure. You can quantify it. You can do all those things. But you also have to think about the other things of what that success may look like. What if you do hit that goal? You hit the 50 pounds, and you haven't really looked at what success looks like overall. I always used to say to people, when you lose a lot of weight, it changes who you are as a person oftentimes. So as you're diving into it and you're trying to lose, you're trying to be able to become this other thing than what you currently are, because you want to lose weight, whether it's for health reasons, whether it's through for family reasons or whatever, and you're working hard at it and you achieve the goal that's there, but you don't understand or even realize what the other stuff that comes with it. What if you have excess skin? So is your goal, when you're looking at that, is it something you want to be able to kind of take a look at to say, I've got all this excess skin? Part of my process of being able to identify what success will look like for me, that's part of it. Okay? So start listing out all the things that you want to be able to do and all the things you want to be able to accomplish and the goals that you want to achieve, and what does success really truly look like? Identify what that looks like for yourself. Be specific. Understand that if you can hit these other little lying factors or these little things that you're trying to be able to do as you're trying to achieve those goals, then you'll feel more accomplished. You'll feel more worthy of being able to say you're successful at whatever goal that you're trying to shoot for, because you've actually hit the targets that you're actually trying to go for. And it's not just some arbitrary thing you're trying to shoot for. These are the specific items that you want to be able to accomplish and be able to drive towards. But if you aren't working towards it and you aren't identifying what success will look like or what your goal might look like, then you're really setting yourself up for failure, because all you're doing is basically just going through the motions. Hey guys, One of the things that I get from a lot of individuals that listen to the show, that watch the show, that follow me on social media is, how can I help the podcast? Well, here's one of the ways that you can. I have a Patreon page. Now, you may not be familiar with what a Patreon page is, but what you can do is you could sign up to become a patron of the show. You could donate monthly to the show. Now, after a few months of donating monthly to the show, there's different tiers to be able to donate to. But you'll get some tchotchkes back. You'll get some merchandise back. You'll get something for actually donating to the show. But in the meantime, it helps to alleviate some of the cost that comes into running a podcast or doing different stuff. So if you're looking to support, I'm going to place the link of the Patreon page right into the bio. And I'll also tell you what it is. It's www.patreon.com/that's_life. And this way, you could support the podcast, you can give back, we could do all kinds of different stuff, and we can grow together. So I appreciate all the support you've given me in the past and in the future and right now. So thank you so much, and back to the show. And when you guys think of the term SMART goal, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time constraints, when you think about all those things, there's some items in there that have to be addressed. And if you're not addressing them, what does that look like for you? You have to identify what success may look like for you. And maybe it's just a mental thing, or maybe it's just something that you're trying to be able to fight through. And maybe it's just something you want to be able to accomplish or achieve or whatever else. But at the end of the day, you're in this for you. You're fighting this good fight for yourself. We need to identify what that looks like for you. What does it look like for me? Is success just something that is just kind of like, okay, you know, I could be successful at that. I can do that. I can put one foot in front of the other and make that happen. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe your success really is just small baby steps, and that's okay. That's a goal. That's specific. That's measurable. That's something when the rubber meets the road, you can celebrate if you hit that goal and that target and you move that forward. Even if it's a small goal, but you now have identified what success will look like. It's so important when we're sitting here looking at this in this crazy thing that we call life. As we're trying to drive, we're trying to move things forward, we're trying to be the best version of us, all those items, but we don't really know what success looks like for us. So I know you all are thinking to yourself, okay, what's my goal? What's my goal for the week? Or what's my goal for this month? Have I written it down? Have I been specific? Did I make it measurable? Did I have items, checkpoints, and things like that that I can actually work on to be able to know that I can move this forward and do the things that I have to do? Am I being specific? Am I setting myself up for success, actual success rather than other things? What am I doing to be able to set myself up that I know I can be successful? I can achieve the things that I want to achieve. I believe in myself. And psychologically, if you give yourself small, measurable success points, these little checkpoints that you can come through with it, whether it's a huge goal you're trying to shoot for, those small little victories that you receive or those small little victories that you do are super, super important. Probably even more important than anything else that you're trying to be able to do. Why is that? Because if you're going through this journey and you're just trying to be able to make things happen and you're trying to be able to get it moving forward, as I heard from many people, I've done all the work. I've busted my ass moving things forward to be able to do all the things that I have to do, and it's not working for me. And you're not in a space where you feel like it's there, well, then you give up. You stop doing it. Everybody just kind of goes, okay, you know, I'm not making it. This isn't working. So I'm out. I'm going to go back to the bad habits that I was doing before, or I'm just going to give up on those goals or whatever else. No, your readjustment and you being able to set down what success will look like for you all along the way of you trying to be able to get to your journey is super, super important. You have to give yourself small targets to hit the big target. You got to whittle it down into a place where it's bite-sized chunks and you can move through this journey in a way that you feel successful. You can give yourself a pat on the back. You can do what you have to do. You can celebrate. You can give a high five. You can do whatever it takes for you to be able to achieve the goals that you're trying to be able to shoot for, but it's not all going to be achieved at once. You're just not going to flip the switch and snap a finger and boom, there's the goals that you're trying to shoot for. No, but rather it's going to take time and effort and all those things like we talked about last week. but you got to define what success will look like. And then also, on top of that, not only defining what success needs to look like or what should look like as you're moving through the smaller successes, the bigger successes, all those things, define that, identify what that looks like. But then you have to implement those small check-ins. You can't just set a huge goal of I want to climb Mount Everest and never put the work in to be able to get there or go through the small little amounts that you have to climb up the mountain and do the things that you have to do and just expect that you're going to be at the top for nothing, just automatically appear at the top. Or is there a plan? Are you working towards it? Or are you giving yourself measurable results to be able to say, okay, on the first day, this is how we're going to do it. We're going to go down the road of making it this many meters, and we're going to work at this. We're going to grab our eating packs and our heating packs and our tents and whatever else. We're going to camp out here. We're going to do this. This will be a success for us if we can make it to this point by that time. And if we don't, we'll call it a success over here. So you see, I'm identifying what my success will look like prior to actually being successful at the end goal, because I'm being smart about my goal setting. I'm being smart about the path that I'm on. I'm being smart about all the steps that I'm going to take getting to where I have to get to, because you have to be in the space of celebrating a little bit. You have to mentally. You can't just go through the grind and grind and grind and grind and grind and grind and keep going. You can't do it. It's not sustainable. You cannot do that. But rather, if you grind and then you stop and you go, okay, so where am I at right now? What's my inventory? What have I done so far? How far have I come? And how far do I have to go? Where's my adjustments? What do I have to do? What do I have to change a little bit here and there? If I haven't hit this small target that I've been shooting for, what's the reason that I didn't hit it? And let me work towards getting that one and maybe push back all the rest of them just a little bit so I can keep moving forward. You can see the importance of making sure that you're investing, making sure that you are giving yourself that celebratory moment to be able to say, okay, you know what? I'm smart. I've worked hard. And I'm on the right path. You got to have that mentally. You have to. You have to know that you're actually achieving something, or you're going for something good, and you're trying to be able to do so. And if it is important to you, if whatever the goal is that you're shooting for is important to you, you'll know it. You'll know it because then you become passionate about it. Then you become, okay, you know what? This is ingrained in me now. I'm working towards this. I'm doing this. I feel like I'm achieving things. I feel like I'm accomplishing things. I feel stronger. I feel wiser. I feel all these things. But all along the while, you're taking inventory all along the way. You're taking inventory, how you're feeling, how you're doing, how things are going, all those things. And you're taking notes, and you're learning, and you're growing, and you're adapting, and you're overcoming, and all those things. Because you've been smart about the process of trying to get there. We're not just going to wing it anymore. You can't just wing it anymore. Listen, some people might be good at winging stuff. I'm not. But I try. I always think to myself, I can just wing it. I'm fine. It's all good. Just like when I go up and do any kind of public speaking, or if I'm standing up on stage, a lot of times I don't like scripts, because I like to just kind of talk and move things through. But I always notice how much more efficient it is when I actually prepare myself and I actually give myself bullet points, or I give myself talking points or different stuff, because I'm more successful at something like that when internally I'm thinking to myself, oh, if I just wing it, I'll be fine. It's like a personal approach, and people will like the fact that even if I make a mistake or I joke about something or I do something. No, my presentations are so much better when I'm more prepared. And I know what success will look like. If I get to this certain point, or if I go over these certain topics, or I add some humor or whatever else that comes into play, that will be successful for me. And I need to know this. I need to prepare myself for this. So something just as simple as that, stepping in front of a group to do a presentation or anything like that, can be a major, major thing, a major hurdle for somebody to overcome. But I prepare. I know my topic that I'm working on. I know what I'm trying to be able to get across to the public that's in the audience that we're talking to, whether it's a learning one or whether it's a self-help or anything like that. Whatever it is, I know what the plan needs to be, and I know what success should look like by the time that I'm done with it. And then let's just take a look at this. If you've got something that you're trying to be able to work towards, and you've got a success plan. You know what that success should look like. You know what the dynamic of it's going to look like. You know how it's supposed to look. You know the ups and downs of it. You're working towards it. And what happens if by the time that you want to be able to set in stone for you to be able to hit that goal, you don't hit the goal? It doesn't end up being the way that you want it to. It doesn't end up being exactly the way that you feel success should look like. So what do? Do you throw it all away and walk away from it? Or do you readjust? Do you pivot? Do you take a look at it and go, okay, so if I wasn't successful in this area, but I can use the strengths that I had that I did in this area to help me out in that area, I think this could be a benefit to me. This could be something I can work on. This is something I can use as a leverage point for me to be able to continue to work towards whatever the major goal that I'm trying to be able to accomplish. So if you're really putting the work in and you're really taking inventory of all the things you're trying to be able to accomplish and do, the goods, the bads, the ups, the downs, all of it, if you're putting the work in for you to be successful and you're putting the work in to be able to take inventory of all the things you're working on and you are doing the work, how can you not be successful? There's no way that you can't be successful because you're setting yourself up for success. You are setting yourself. It's just like with our kids, right? We want to give our kids the path to success. We want to teach them how to be able to move forward and be successful in life and all those things. So we try our best to be able to paint the picture and outfit them with all the tools and all the things necessary and make sure that they have all the things that they have to do. And any parent will tell you that that's nerve-wracking because when they go out on their own, then you're like, oh boy, now they got to figure it out, right? But you've done your due diligence of making sure that you've given them tools, you've given them all the things, you've warned them about the pitfalls that they may get to or the hurdles that they're going to have to overcome or what success needs to look like is here. So you've done all that work for them. Why aren't you doing the same work for you? Why aren't you helping yourself to be able to be successful? If you give yourself the same tools that you just gave your kids, I think you're more apt to be very successful in everything you're trying to be able to do. But if you don't, and you wing it, and you just go through this space of going, okay, you know what? I don't think I'm going to be successful here, or I think I can be successful if I just wing it and I'm good to go and I'm not setting myself up for true success and I'm not really truly giving me the tools to be successful moving forward, all those things. If you're not doing the prep work and really trying to be able to give yourself the dynamic and the tools and all the things to be successful, you're more often not going to be unsuccessful in those endeavors. Now, I know that that's, I don't know, tough love. I know that that's difficult to hear, but I'm only speaking to it because I know from my own experience, this is what I go through. When I wing something and I don't do it to the best of my ability and I'm not prepared for something, right? I'm not prepared for it. I haven't worked at it. I haven't looked at the goals. I haven't looked at the different strategies that I have to put in place. I haven't adapted. I haven't tried to overcome. I just keep moving down the road of doing the same thing over and over and over again, seeing if it'll work for me. I've talked about this many times on the podcast. Me trying to lose weight is not the same at 50 as it was at 40. So are you truly making the adjustments that are necessary for me to be successful? Probably not. So I need to start to do this and be more refined with my goal setting, more refined with my actions that I need to take and put into place. I need to do this for myself. So I share this with you because I know all of you can relate to what I'm saying. I know all of you can. We all have dreams. We all have aspirations. We all have goals we want to accomplish in this short thing that we call life here on this earth. If you're not doing yourself the service of setting yourself up for success, working hard, and staying vigilant towards the things that you are truly passionate about, then what's life really worth? You are worthy of the work you need to put in. You're worthy of the preparation that needs to get done. You're worthy of the celebrations that you want to feel. You're worthy of defining what success truly looks like for you. So now the time has come for you to do the things that you need to do, and for me to do the things that I need to do to be successful moving forward. Define what success looks like for you. Write that down. Take inventory of all the things you have to do. Make sure that you're mapping out what your path needs to look like. Give yourself some balances and checkbooks, right? To make sure that you know that you're checking in with yourself to know where you stand and how you stand on certain things and where you're at with it if you need to adapt, pivot, and overcome. And then you're only fighting the good fight and know that I'm rooting for you and I'm pulling for you and I know that you can be successful. We all can be successful if we just put the work in and the time and the effort. Appreciate you guys. We'll talk next week. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you all. And thank you to all my patrons of the show. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you for listening to the That's Life podcast. Please leave us a 5-star rating and any feedback on whatever platform you're using.